Big James there, super freak, you're on In Your Face, Hurt 3CR with James. I am thrilled to have Ruby Slippers in the studio, who is performing at Victoria's Pride on Sunday here in Smith Street and in the Gertrude Street precinct as well. Welcome to 3CR.
Thank you so much for having me in your face and in your ears.
It is so lovely to meet you. I've heard so many amazing things about you. First of all, tell us about your performance on Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to be popping up all over the shop on Sunday because it's a busy, busy time for the gays. There's the fabulous windows activations that happen up and down Gertrude Street and Smith Street. A bunch of local traders bring in artists to activate their space and make it exciting and engage people. And so I'm going to be back at the Gertrude Hotel doing a spot in their window up there, just like sprinkling love down on the street. So it's a reminder as you walk down the streets to make sure you look up and see what's above you and around you.
How interactive is that?
It's, I remember, so
once
fun.
I was walking down Gertrude for Victoria's Pride and I looked up and Mama Elto was just blowing bubbles at me. It was gorgeous. And you'll kind of be doing stuff like that.
Yeah. So we love to do things that just invite people to look around and take it all in, whether we're sprinkling like, you know, bio confetti or bubbles. And then it's just like there's the music throbbing down the street and the wind taking all the bubbles down with you. It just, I don't know, it just helps to feel like the whole day's surrounding you.
And you're moving spots as well, right? You're not stationary.
No, so I'll be in that window doing a spot there. There's heaps of other activations happening in windows all up and down Smith and Gertrude Streets. There's I'm doing a spot on the Smith Street stage as well, which will be a lot of fun. I'm hosting a little bit on the Peel Street stage, which is kind of like the DJ-led dance music. It's just a great dance party down there. Like, the Peel Street stage has really earned a reputation as just a place to, like, have a boogie. Can we swear?
Yes.
Have a fucking boogie. Like, people just get down there, back-to-back DJ sets. Really good vibe down there as well.
Wow, so you're in the best spot.
The whole thing's kind of the best spot. But yeah, I get to taste all the different parts of it and sort of invite others to, you know, make their own adventure throughout the day as well.
I'm fascinated by this stage near the Peel. Who else is going to be on it?
Ah, that's such a great question. So it's, I'm not 100% sure, but in the past what they've done is they've used the Peel Street stage to platform like local queer events. So whether it's local venues up and down Smith Street or local queer parties, they approach those groups and get them to like submit or put forward a DJ who kind of like represents their party. And so you get to have like an hour of Beers for Queers, an hour of Circuit Mollies, an hour of Grouse, like, or something like that. So you get to kind of experience all the different parties that, you know, make the north side kind of like so exciting, just smashed on one gorgeous stage together.
Do you think that's it? It's the actual location that makes a difference. Is that why this event is kind of more chilled, more fun, less commercial, less baggage perhaps? Is it the location that really makes it, and the fact that it's the end of the festival?
Oh, look, being the end of it, it does kind of make it like a bit of a nice wrap party. Do you mean like compared to previous parties or different?
I think compared to Carnival and Pride March, this is the one that people kind of let their hair down more at, in a way that's less, I don't know, less staged, even though there's stages everywhere. It just seems more grassroots and more authentic.
It's a bit kind of more rough and ready, isn't it? Because we're all out on the street, and it also just invites all of the local vendors to kind of like participate in their own way, whether they want to or, you know, whether they're sort of staying closed up that day. But it really just allows everyone in the area to kind of make the party their own and celebrate in their own way. So I think it's really lovely and organic in that way. And as someone who used to work on a venue on Smith Street, it just is also a sensational day for like trade and looking after the local businesses as well.
So, I mean, Victoria's Pride, there's some big name acts. If you were recommending to punters, you know, apart from going to where you are,
bless,
by the Peel, who's performing? Like who is someone that really like you're like, I've just got to see them?
Oh, I mean, so I've been a fan of Moju before I even moved to NAMM 10 years ago. I was a huge fan of their work and their beautiful creations. And so checking out Moju, who's headlining on the Smith Street stage, I think is an absolute must see. Yeah, you'll be struggling to get a good spot because it's going to be packed out for Moju.
It's almost got a Big Day Out feel, right?
Yeah. Oh, remember her? That's a retro reference. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But in the way that you do have all those different stages and you can choose your own adventure and you and your friends can like regroup at the end of the day and you will have all seen completely different artists and acts and had completely different days and relish in that.
We're chatting with Ruby Slippers. Tell us a bit more about Ruby.
About me. Well, I started performing burlesque back in Borloo, Perth, 15 years ago now, I think. It was 2011. And in 2016, I moved over here and I'd been working on a bit of drag as well and sort of fusing my burlesque with drag because it just felt like, as a queer person, a really fabulous way to embrace flamboyance and taking the notion of, like, you know, performed femininity in a way in burlesque and like really heightening that, like just turning it up to 11. So I moved over here and it's just been a fabulous city to kind of like expand and grow and make new friends and connect with people like all up and down the East Coast. Like coming from Perth to here, you're just like, oh, this is the gateway to the rest of Australia and the rest of the world for sure.
So it really sounds like you've gone on quite a journey as a performer. How would you say your performances have evolved since you've been in them?
Yeah. Oh, look, definitely. Finding inspiration from like the amazing shows and the freedom that you get to see performers express over here certainly like inspired me to unlock that part of myself as well. When I was a little bub and I came over here, I would get myself dressed up on a Thursday night and I'd turn a camp little look and I would take myself to Honcho Disco at the 86 on Smith Street and see like whatever John Pants had cooked up that night in terms of like exceptional artists and creatives who just reminded me of like how free we can be and how we should inspire others to do that. So getting to experience art like that just allowed me to kind of like unlock that freedom within myself and try and create a little more authentically. Yeah.
The Smith Street trajectory as a queer kind of mecca in Melbourne has been absolutely fascinating because it always had that kind of grungy edge and it's always, you know, been a queer area.
Yeah.
But it always kind of too played a bit of a second fiddle to the Golden 50 metres on Commercial Road, which is now dead, unfortunately.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you know, Smith Street's been reincarnated.
Yeah.
What do you think of all that?
Well, I think that the Commercial Road precinct may have been maybe a tiny bit before my time here. So I don't know, unfortunately, a hell of a lot of the history about that. So I don't know if I can speak to
but
that.
But you've seen so much change on Smith Street in the years that you've been here, right?
Yes, like certainly seeing like new venues pop up and grow here. I can certainly speak to like the growth and the evolution of venues opening, closing, moving.
And what do you think of all that? Is it kind of precarious for the venues?
It certainly can be. I mean, you know, my experience with that is like during the pandemic years where we're just like blue tacking a sign up in the front door that says like, we'll close for two weeks, I guess. We didn't have a clue what was happening. So I think there was always like a sense of that precariousness. And I mean, nightlife and entertainment in the arts feels so fickle anyway. Like we're just walking this tightrope and at any moment we're just like, hope that crash mat's nice and fluffy today.
It's interesting because you're really part of the local Smith Street industry, aren't you? You know, in terms of queer venues and queer performers. Like, you're a fixture.
Oh, thank you.
So you've really got that kind of inside view. What's it kind of culturally like for you as a local performer on Smith Street, in the Smith Street area? Like, how would you describe the camaraderie or the culture amongst the queer performers?
For sure, yeah.
What's it like? Because I was just thinking about it today. It must kind of feel a bit like a 2020s version, a Melbourne version of what was like in London in the 80s during the New Romantic era almost, you know, because it's really come alive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there is that sense of community. If you foster that, then that is what you will experience. I believe. And I certainly feel like there are venues that I can walk into, and it does feel like home because, you know, this is like my second lounge room. I've spent time here. I've partied here. I've had my birthday here. I've done shows here. I've been an employee here. Like, we really do get into these spaces and blur the lines because, you know, I've been employed in venues and I've also been very messy and inebriated in these venues and had a cheeky pash on there as well. We really do, yeah, we really blur the lines of what you can do in your workplaces.
Tell us about the most memorable show you've done.
The most memorable show that I have done. Well, now you're going to ask me to dig into my memories. I think a particularly memorable one was the first time I was ever asked to do Honcho Disco. I had been like a pretty devout attendee, paying my $5 on the door and wearing a cool little look every single week. And I remember approaching them and just saying like, hi, just throwing my hat in the ring, really love to perform with you. And I think someone had cancelled or something. And so I got booked very last minute and got to put on a show that I was so excited about and so passionate about, that was so well received. And to have like people who organise and book Honcho and been doing that for such a long time speak so highly of my work and to have it received so well as someone who was like somewhat of an established artist in Boorloo Perth, but was still kind of like cut their teeth over here, to kind of have people whose work I really admired speak highly and with admiration of my work. Experientially, that was really, really lovely. Not just like getting to do the show, obviously that felt amazing, but the aftermath of that and the knock-on of that was like a really warm feeling. And it was like a little feeling of having arrived.
You are renowned for your costumes. When people are heading down towards the Peel and they see you on that stage on Sunday at Victoria's Pride, what might you be wearing?
Oh, I think maybe some feathers, maybe giving a bit of like showgirl meets club kid, I think is a fun time. I haven't checked to see what the weather's going to be like.
Warm, pleasant, and dry.
Warm and dry. You got me there. Look, I think some sparkle, absolutely some kind of like camp headpiece sort of moment. Maybe I'll just do away with wigs for the day. Maybe it'll just be fun headpieces all day long.
Now, don't take my word on the dryness. It is Melbourne.
No, that's true. Could flip on a dime, couldn't it? Yeah. Keep us guessing.
Ruby Slivers, it's been great to meet you at 3CR. If people want to see you, you are going to be on the stage near the Peel at Victoria's Pride on Sunday, but you're also going to be floating around. Where again?
Where? Okay, so I'm going to be doing, I think it's about, I'll have to check my schedule. I'll put it on my Instagram, at Ruby Slivers. So I'm going to be doing The Window at the Gertrude Hotel. I'm going to be doing a performance on the Smith Street stage, hosting on the Peel Street stage, and then hosting the late night show at the 86. At the end of the evening.
Wow.
Ruby, stay hydrated.
You are going to need to be hydrated.
Yes. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Great to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.